Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford and Tim Kalvakis.
What is up?
Here today in person for the very first time.
Three of us sitting in a yard, outdoors.
Yeah, we kind of breezy summer vibe going on here.
Yeah. You might hear some squirrels chippering off in the distance or a bell.
You might hear a church say, bing bong, bing bong, come on down.
Or a Los Angeles police officer saying, stop, stop.
Yeah.
From a helicopter.
Yeah, or he could be like, hey, we love the pod. We'd be like, we fucking hate you. You suck.
We heard that you guys are all bastards.
Unsubscribe now.
Yeah, we got Hanford out on the West Coast. Mike, how does it feel?
The West Coast, well, I've said before, the West Coast is the best coast. Mm-hmm. The East Coast is the Beast Coast. It feels good, man. I came out here a couple nights ago. Seeing you guys, seeing the old friends. We played a little concert over at Cassidy's house.
Yeah, rocked it.
Back. Oh, yeah.
We are back.
That was our first time playing together since Chicago in October 2019.
You could literally see the dust being shaken off of our band.
And a lot of the old heads that followed us to Chicago were also there. Oh, yeah. A little bit different tonight.
Where were you after her hiatus?
But we were good. We played a little backyard show, and we did not rehearse.
No.
We winged it. Sounded pretty great.
I hadn't touched a bass in 15 months.
Same. With drums.
I picked up a guitar a little bit, but not the bass. The bass in the face.
I was surprised how much came back just from sheer muscle memory. Like, oh, we have played some of those songs enough to wear a deep groove.
Mm. Yeah,
like a familiar Mario Kart level.
Uh-huh. There was a song or two where I started. I was like, whoops, that is not the key you're in.
And those aren't the lyrics.
I was going to do some freestyle.
I felt like musically, like the muscle memory was there, but what was new to me was that feeling of like singing and like, I can't hear myself. I hope the people can hear me.
Oh, sure.
That guy over there looks like he's not paying attention. Does this suck?
He's holding his ear and shrugging.
Sure. And just like coordination, like my body wouldn't do the things that, you know, I'd be playing mid-song and my kick foot would be slow and I'd be like, well, come on, foot, keep up. What's going on?
Wait, you need me. We need you up here.
Yeah, we would hear that whole conversation was on mic. Come on, foot.
We had some technical stuff. The playing was a little difficult, but just the performance and the showmanship, that doesn't go away.
No,
when you love the stage, was here to stay.
It was like riding a bicycle.
Yeah.
A funny bike.
And the audience, they got back into it. Ooh, putting a glove back on. Now, so I've been away. I've been on the East Coast since last year. And I missed, you guys recently had a couple birthdays, did you not?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
You got some giant gifts for us?
I might have something for
you. Okay.
Oh, what?
This fucking guy.
I thought we said no surprises.
I thought we said no.
No, I've come full of surprises.
No, we said no tote bags.
Who's going to go first? Who's going to go first?
Timmy, go first.
I'll go first.
Your birthday was first.
Oh, my goodness. Michael, I thought this was going to be a gag gift.
No.
But this is legitimately.
It's a fun gift.
This is a Dodgers deadhead steely Dodger cap. It fits like a damn glove.
And it's got the baseball.
It's a white cap with red baseball stitching up and over the top.
I look like a big baseball. I look like Mr. Met.
Yeah, you
Oh my God, my two loves all together in one hat.
I thought you'd enjoy that.
Handman, that's a great gift. Thank you very much.
Of course, of course. Happy birthday.
All right, J-Man's turn. Oh, hold for a chopper. We love the show.
We told you to get out of here.
Fuck off.
Now we're from the news.
They're coming for us.
Oh my God, I saw a peek.
Jeff peeked. That's okay, he's going to open it anyway.
Oh, Michael, I'm so excited.
What do you got there?
Yeah! An Evangelion t-shirt. I fucking love it.
What's that?
He likes anime stuff. He likes the mech anime, so I figured I'd get him a
t-shirt. I don't know the reference, but I know that that's a duddy.
It's purple and green and gorgeous. I can't wait.
A white t-shirt with a big, huge
big
icon
ass
on
graphic.
The front. Yep, big graphic.
Mike, I love
happy
it.
Birthday.
Hey, thanks, Mike, man. You are king of the gifts now.
I love to give gifts in the hopes that I get one.
We see what's being done.
Still, that's right. Many months away, so we have time.
You have time to pick out what my sizes.
We can just try to keep your sizes consistent between now and then.
Yeah, I'm doing the roller coaster diet these days.
I don't want to have to take it in.
Now, Mike, the tote bags.
The listener should know. The tote bags were the wrapping.
You want them back. Or they go in the trash.
They can go right in the trash for all I care.
I'm going to wipe my ass with my...
That's what I do. When I go to the grocery store, I buy reusable bags. And once they're done, gone. Trash.
Well, now that we're decked out in our new shit, what do you say we get into some bib-bib-bow-bow-bow booze news? And hit it!
No. You had? Have you had?
You had?
You had? You have had?
Time of my life. No one ever felt like this before. Yes, I swear. It's a truth. And I'm only
booze news. You had? Have you had?
You had?
You had? You have had?
The time of my life. And I owe it all to you.
Booze news.
All right.
Great job.
Damn, that was sent to us by Baba O'Reilly from Twitter, and he's mixing it up on the Discord.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Michael, I believe you had some
booze. I got booze news. Now, this isn't the normal booze news. This is a chip review. A chip review.
Now, we've talked chips before.
We've talked chips before, and I was intrigued by... Hold on. The Crawdaddy chip you were talking about.
Oh, yes.
Zaps?
The Zaps. So I got my hands on one. And what I do sometimes when I'm in the real world, I'm out in the real world quite a bit, I get my little recorder out and record the goings-on. So here's the review. Okay, hey, guys, here. I'm in Brooklyn right now at a sandwich shop called...
Brooklyn Larder.
I'm here with friend of the pod, Neil Campbell. Neil, say hello.
Hey, I like to say hey to my fellow patrons.
Nice. So he's on the record. Neil is a patron. All right. The reason I'm chiming in here is I'm trying Zapp's Spicy Cajun Craw-taters. I think Tim suggested these.
I hope you like these.
I don't like the idea of crawfish on the chip, but I'll try it.
Wow. We're kidding.
It's a good okay. Foley work. Okay. That's pretty good. Back to you guys.
This segment of Booze News Chip Reviews is brought to you by
Pepsi Cola. Slurp down some of this shit, fuckface.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. I got sponsored. I should have mentioned this.
You should have definitely, because I think of Pepsi as being even bigger than Zapp's.
Yeah, I know. You think Zapp's would have gone for it. Pepsi. So, yeah, the crawfish chip, I liked.
Damn, the scene right there in Brooklyn where they got the fresh chips coming up from New Orleans.
Right off the truck, I bet.
Yeah. They were still hot.
Ooh.
You see what I mean, though? It's just the spice. It's not a seafood chip.
Right. It tastes...
A little bit like your beloved Old Bay seasoning.
That's right. Now, Neil, friend of the pod who I was with, you probably recognize him. He's who is a patron.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's full-fledged. Exciting.
And he's proud of it.
You want to be like Neil, be a patron.
A lot of these patrons are ashamed of it, and they try to hide it all.
One of these closet patrons. Come on out.
Step out into the world and say, I'm a patron.
Be happy. So then we got into his chip, which was also a Zapp's. Okay, Neil has... graciously allowed me to try one of his hotter and hot jalapeno. I think that's supposed to be hotter than hot, hotter. But it's sort of a cool way of saying it. Here we go. Zapp's hotter than hot jalapeno.
white people on.
Okay, that is good. That is very good. I do prefer these crawdaddy ones, though. The crawtaters. Yeah, what do you think of that?
Neat, each their own. Me, I prefer the hot under hot.
Yep, Neil said it. To each of his own. All right, back to you guys.
This segment of Booze News Chip Reviews is brought to you by...
Skechers shoes. Don't you think it's time you put something on your feet, you little fuckface? Skechers shoes. Don't be such a fuckface.
Look, wow. I think it's cool if Skechers has a little bit of edge to their ads, but to say fuckface twice.
Yeah. I don't know how they get away with it, but yeah, the jalapeno ones like had a little hint of a jalapeno flavor, but it wasn't like a pop.
Yeah, right.
And like, here, I've eaten pizza with Neil many times, and he likes jalapenos on his pizza. So I think that he is a little biased.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, he wouldn't own up to that. Yeah.
No.
And Mike, you're more of a jalapeno on the popcorn type
I do,
guy.
Yeah. I like things a little hot on the popcorn.
Yeah.
But a little, I like to get a little hot, a little buttery, and sick after the...
A little stomach-y.
I like to be sick.
Yeah. And it's good that, you know, Neil liked his chip more, and you liked your chip more.
That is why we got them.
That's perfect.
Makes sense.
That's good.
That's one of those cool things about Zaps is like you pick out your chip and you eat the chip that you want.
It's customizable.
There you go.
Well, you know, the comedy rule of threes, we had another chip we tried.
No, the food review rule
of threes. Yes, I'm so sorry. This is not a comedy podcast. Here we go. Okay, it's a day after having these Zaps crab chips. I liked them. Neil liked his jalapeno ones better. Well, I'm sitting here. I got Neil and Fran, podcast faves.
God.
Neil, how are you doing?
Hey, pretty good.
Okay, he's feeling a little shy today now that his... Well, we'll get into that later. And Fran, how are you?
They say don't meet your heroes.
Now, today we're going to try the Chesapeake crab chips from Route 11 potato chips.
Oh, baby, yes.
They're kettle cooked.
I like these a lot.
Okay, Fran's grabbing one. Oh, a big one. Okay. And Neil's taking an even bigger one. Great, leaving me with a crumb. Very good. Okay.
Ooh, somebody's having fun in the back.
A little too crabby.
Yeah.
Okay, the crunch is good.
Well, the crunch you can munch.
The crunch I munch, but I gotta say, there's too much crab sauce.
I thought it was delicious, but a crab did crawl out of my mouth after I took a bite.
That's why his chip was so big. It was a crab.
You gotta do
it. All right, well, I prefer the Zaps. Bye. Sorry, back to you guys.
This segment of Booze News Chip Reviews is brought to you by... At Riverview Dental, we know that quality dental care can be expensive. That's why our professionals work with you to find a plan that's within your budget. Visit us at riverviewdental.org. Riverview Dental. We'll pull your shitty little teeth out of your fuck face.
Jesus Christ. God damn it.
Crazy.
That's crazy that they have that.
These people think they can get away with. No, that's what they do. They're crazy, those people.
But it is a more appropriate sponsor for our level of podcast than Pepsi and Skechers.
Yeah, and for chips, you're crunching down. You heard how crunchy those things were. Teeth cracking halves.
I wonder if you guys didn't enjoy that third chip because the crunching was so quiet that time. It wasn't anything like the crunch of the first
chip. I learned
two
to kind of pull the recorder away from
me. No, we want to hear that crunch. Yeah,
I know. Well, some people don't like all the mouth sounds on the pod.
I love when Jeff ate the grasshopper. That was an epic crunch.
That was
around the world.
Oh, yeah. That was a surprise crunch.
Yeah, now, let's not do any more of those, though.
What happened to the rest of the grasshoppers?
They are sitting on my cabinet shelf.
Hopping around.
They're trying to break free of the chocolate shell.
So, yeah, I didn't like the Route 11s as much.
So Route 11 is not beloved like Zaps. Zaps is a thing, and people in the South are proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
Route 11 is more like what you would find at like Target or Walmart. Yeah. It's like a...
Yeah,
who's
yeah.
proud of that?
It's like
Route
not...
Route 11.
But it's not even like a brand you would normally... What were you at a deli when you saw it?
It was like a kind of a nicer place, like a place that has like, instead of lettuce on a sandwich,
arugula on the sandwich. Oh, you know what I mean? You get a little, not a potato salad, you get a, a couscous. Yeah.
And you go to a place and they're like, sorry, we're at capacity. There's like a 15-minute wait.
Right. And the bricks on the wall are that shiny white sort of tile brick.
Mm. Oh, the Subway tile. Brick. Yeah. Subway tile.
That's right. That's right.
All the delis that I go to, the lettuce is, they'll just give you a sandwich with a whole head of iceberg on there. Chop it up yourself, you fat shit. What?
You think you're so hot? Well, I didn't say that. I think you're hot. Okay.
I take back what I said about Route 11. I thought that they were a cheaper chip, but maybe they are a bougie one.
Maybe bougie one cheap.
That's true.
Pandemic.
Let me ask you this. Speaking of Neil and Fran in Brooklyn, did you or did you not recently have a Trinidad Sour in the very place where they were invented?
I've been busted.
We went to the Clover Club. Fran took us there. Mm-hmm. We had been out. It was a Sunday. We were sort of doing a boozy Sunday. And Fran said, I'm going to surprise you two and take you somewhere. Mm. So we went on a walk. She says, a little long. I said, we don't care. We want to know the surprise. And we get there, and I'm like, the Clover Club!
And from the pod!
We sat down outside, which is unfortunate, because inside, it looked really cool.
Oh, yeah. From that week when we talked about the Trinidad Sour, looking at pictures, it felt like, it was a cozy, classy, little, old-timey bar.
Like a little study.
Yeah, you want to be inside there.
And so we sat outside, and when the waiter came around, she said, what do you want to drink? And I said, oh, well, we'll have the Trinidad Sour. She said, what's that? I said, oh, boy.
Okay. Did you send her a link to the pod?
No,
I invented it, lady!
I said, just go talk to the manager. And when it came back, not as good as the one I made myself.
Wow, Michael Mixology.
As the one I made myself.
That's most drinks, you know, no one's going to live up to what you...
Now, is Giuseppe Gonzalez hearing this right now? Just red in the face, steam shooting out of his ears.
They're fucking with my shit. You don't fuck with me. I'll tell you this. Well, he definitely trusts us, but B, Giuseppe doesn't live in Brooklyn anymore. He moved to Las Vegas and runs a bar there. So I think if anything, he'll be mad at the Clover Club for tarnishing his creation.
Well, it's funny. I read that too, Tim, but while we were drinking there and sipping our drinks, I looked up in a top window in the Clover Club, a curtain went to the side, and a man wearing a half of a white mask was up there. And he said, ooh. I've never seen Phantom of the Opera, but he said, ooh, and he closed the curtain.
So he said, ooh.
Wait. Yeah.
The message I'd like to deliver is, ooh.
I said, well, that doesn't seem right. Let's get the bill.
I hate that when you're trying to enjoy your drink and you see a phantom of the bar.
Yeah, that sucks. That's all I got for the booze news. More chip news this time around.
That's very fruitful. Chip ties into booze because the salty snack you love to crunch when you're I think that you're having a clam bake type of a peppery chip. Mm. You want a nice light lager beer with that. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what you do. You know, like that Narragansett Summer type of thing you had, or a Sam Summer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's a classic cruncher.
The Sam Summers or the Narragansett Summers, I guess we're still in booze news. They don't necessarily taste different than the other versions of that brand, but they say summer on it and you feel like you're doing something.
They do. They got a citrusy pop to them.
That's true.
You know?
That's true. Not all of them.
Not all of them. I'm thinking of only of the Sam ones.
You know what we're coming up upon is the Budweiser cans or any cans having a baseball team on it or an American flag looking
thing. Like the pinner season.
Yeah, pinner season's coming up. I will buy any novelty can.
Goof cans.
Goof cans.
Goof cans. Goof bottles.
I'm looking forward to, I feel like I've been peeking to see at Albertsons, they really only have like the Rams, you know, like the local NFL team has made its way.
Football season.
And those are getting a little stanky, but
I like the idea of you just kind of strolling around like, I'm not buying today, I'm just peeking.
Just checking.
Checking out, thank
well,
you.
Well, we have old football beers. great, well, let's wrap up BBBBB Booze News, and let's talk about a certain, drink.
Now, we got a fun drink today. We've got a drink that's a little bit of a novelty.
Yeah, you're not going to find this on the IBA. They're a little too stuffy for this sort of thing.
We're doing the Flaming Dr. Pepper.
That's right.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. You had?
I've not had. I've heard so long ago, 20 years ago. I feel like my brother told me about this, mm-hmm. and I was like, we got to do it. But I have never seen anyone mm-hmm. have it.
Me
it's
neither.
More, it's like folklore. It's an urban legend. You hear about it, and they say, dude, tastes exactly like Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Damn. And as for me, no had, no heard.
No had, no heard. Wow.
Just a complete idiot.
I've heard no had.
You heard no had.
Heard no had. But it was my, when we were doing the Irish shot, Guinness shot,
mm-hmm.
my sister-in-law was there, as you remember, and she's like, oh, you guys have to do the Flaming Dr. Pepper. Mm-hmm. I said, well, what's going on with that? And she told me about it. And I don't know if she ever had one before, but somebody told her about them. Anyway, it's you light it on fire is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You light a shot on fire and then drop it into a beer and drink it.
Yeah. Now, when you sent out the recipe for this, I said, well, where's the Dr. Pepper?
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the thing, is
it? Oh, and we laughed. We started a side text chain saying, he thinks there's fucking Dr. Pepper in this fucking guy.
And I blushed and I kicked my feet together. These guys were letting me have it.
I'm sorry, Jeff and any other listeners. There ain't Dr. Pepper in this
There's
thing.
No Dr. Pepper in it. What happens is, through the lighting and the dropping and the drinking process,
mm-hmm, the
it tastes like Dr. Pepper, to my understanding.
I'm excited to see, like, oh my God, this thing that's not Dr. Pepper, but tastes like Dr. Pepper.
What? I feel like Dr. Pepper has come up on the pod before. Did we ever... Do people know what the flavor of Dr. Pepper is, or is it just an original creation by a soda
23
company?
Flavors, they say.
23 flavors, yeah. It's like stuff... Well, for one of the guys who... So the history of this thing is there's two bars that claim to have invented it around the same time, like 1986-ish. So it's kind of a, it's very much a college-y type drink.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a shot. Remember, we were kind of confused,
it's
like, oh, is this
bomb.
A shot? Yeah, it's a bomb. But I don't think you have to chug it quickly. You probably
Which
do.
Is nice, which is welcome.
But there's nothing that's going to curdle, but I do think you're supposed to drink it fast.
Right, okay. Because it is like a, not like a initiation type shot. Like, oh, you're doing one of these.
But if you're enjoying it, you take a big sip and you say, I'm going to save some for later.
Yeah.
You can do that.
That's fine, too. They're not going to throw you out of a bar for that. But so there's a place in Texas. So Texas is the home of Dr. Pepper. Mm-hmm. It was invented there. Now there is a fucking guy. Sorry.
This fucking guy.
So there was a place called the, this is a weird word. It's a word that begins with P-T.
P.T. Anderson.
Parmadim Club.
Oh.
Parmagan?
Doesn't it feel like when there's P.T. you just say the T? Like
Ptarmigan.
Ptarmigan.
Ptarmigan Club. Some in
college. Like pterodactyl.
Are there any words in this sentence that you can make out?
There are, but I'm just reading it off the
It's a Dr.
computer.
Peeper? What would the...
In college, yeah, near the Texas A&M University.
Okay, Texas A&M. Boom, yeah. We know that.
Luke Cermino. Cermino opened this place in 1976. It used to be a brothel turned bar, turned dive bar.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
So he claims that he invented it.
He claims.
There you go. It's around a college. Makes sense.
Let's hear about the second place, and then I'll make my decision.
Second place... is back in 1986, the Gold Mine Saloon was in deep financial trouble, and this place is in New Orleans.
Mm.
Okay?
Around the same time?
It was around the same time.
Later in the 80s.
I'm going to make my ruling, and I think we should give credit to Texas, because New Orleans has too many drinks. It's like New York. They got them all.
Yeah.
Why do you have to lay claim? Yeah. And it's not even classy to try to be like, no, actually, it's us. It's like... Let Texas have one fucking thing.
And Texas was sooner. And also,
well, Texas was sooner in this article. I don't know if it was sooner.
As far as top to bottom as you were reading?
Yeah.
So you said it first. But it
I said it first, but I, it didn't have a date
right.
on it
yeah.
in this
So you're
article.
Going left to right, top to bottom.
Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
I guess I'm still going Texas, and I'm sort of like the New Orleans guy. Like we mentioned, I cover a lot of the New Orleans.
That's right. That's true.
Never been there, but you have read about the grasshopper.
Here's what I'll say.
Yep.
About the Gold Mine Saloon in New Orleans, Jeff. It was a laid-back neighborhood bar with pool tables, old-school arcade machines, and...
Yes.
Frequented by street magicians, bikers, hustlers, and offbeat locals with the names like Fungus, Long-Haired Mike, and Peanut Butter Ron.
Long-Haired Mike?
Where are you reading this from? Are you making these
I'm reading off this off of punchdrink.com. So, 19-year-old guy Dave Brinks was running the gold mine during the summer, and he was trying to come up with cool shots to help the bar because they were in financial trouble, something to draw people in. So he sat down and he's trying some stuff.
He made something called the Jet Fuel, the B-52, tons of different shots. And he put some amaretto in some and beer, and it kind of tastes like a little bit like Dr. Pepper. Mm-hmm. And then he put the rum in it, and he said, well, this tastes a lot more like Dr. Pepper. And then he lit the thing on fire, I guess.
He lost his fucking mind.
I don't know who would think like, yeah, let's try that. And then he says he invented the flaming Dr. Pepper.
Well, that is fascinating because I've talked about before how I love amaretto, specifically like Di Serono mm-hmm. is maybe the only one I've ever owned. So I'll try other ones, but I love the taste of it. And I always thought that amaretto was almond flavored.
Me too.
So I said like, oh, I love orgeat. I love marzipan and I love like nougat and I love anything that's almond. So that's why I love Di Serono. Rono, I looked it up. It's fucking doesn't actually contain almonds. It's apricot seeds or something like that.
Yes. Interesting.
Apricot kernels and, but listen to this, burnt sugar. So that caramelized taste, it would make sense that for this guy noodling with ingredients, when he lit that rum on fire, he got that kind of that double charred activation thing going on. Ooh.
And I can't imagine he knew what was going on. It just sort of like he was trying stuff out.
Oh, he's drunk out of
his
mind.
Desperate. He's trying to save the bar, coming up with crazy shots.
And then the drink just kind of caught like wildfire. Understand what I'm talking about here?
Yeah.
All over college campuses. And there we go. We got the Flamin' Dr. Pepper.
Wow.
Damn.
And this is a drink. So this one is pretty easy. 8 ounces of beer. Check.
Ooh.
Three-fourths an ounce amaretto.
Got it.
Nice.
1/4 ounce overproof rum. That's where you're 151.
Okay.
Well, 151 is discontinued, Mike, so it's got to be something else.
Well, we got Gosling 151.
Ooh. Perfect.
Yeah. And I forget what the amaretto is.
Well, that's funny that they would have 151 also. There's something about that specific proof that must be...
They were all 151s. Like everything had 151, except there was also a 161. The guy at Captain Kirk was like, "That's
jet fuel.
That's don't crazy." Do that.
So why was Bacardi? To my understanding, Bacardi 151 was canceled because of the 151. And you mean to tell me that these other people are doing 151?
Well, I wonder if now 151 is just a name that means like high proof. And hopefully this thing will light on fire. We don't know.
You know, I could be wrong about 151 being discontinued.
Mm-hmm.
No, it is.
I just Googled it now. Oh, it looks like it's for sale for like $300 and $400. So these are probably...
dusty old bottle.
Used bottle.
Dusty old bottle.
Vintage.
Vintage.
But yeah, 151 is always like, if you're at like a freak show and you see a fire eater blow fire, that's like 151.
Yeah. So what you're going to do with this guy, you take all those ingredients, fill a pint glass halfway with the beer, add the amaretto to a shot glass, and top with the rum. So the amaretto is going to be heavier, it sounds like.
Okay.
And the rum's going to sit on top. Then you set the rum on fire and very carefully drop the shot glass into the beer.
Very carefully. I want to splash down.
Yeah, well, you can probably do a little splash. Just don't burn yourself. And then you enjoy. And this one doesn't say drink quickly the way the Guinness shot said to do that.
Great.
Do you think that we have to do that to layer the shot? Do you think we have to put a little upside down spoon there and pour gently to separate, or were they naturally going to separate?
I think the 151 will just sit on top if you do it last.
Yeah, we can try. If it starts to look like it's sinking now, we can start to go whoopsies.
And as long as there's enough 151 in there, it'll light on fire. That's what you want.
Oof.
Damn, dude. I didn't think about this. It's good. Is this why we're sitting outside? Is that there's fire? Or did we just...
I think just because of the splash effect.
We're sitting outside, Chris. That's nice.
That's what I thought. I was just like, this is nice. Great.
Somebody's grilling out here. You smell it?
I'm smelling that, too.
It smells like a sausage.
It smells like a sweet Italian sausage with a onion and a green pepper.
We'll trade you.
There's Tony fucking Sopranos over there with his prescriptions. No, let's not get into that.
Let's not.
We got to take a little break.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll have more sloppy
more
boys.
More sausage talk.
I'll finish cooking the sausages.
Peace.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you gotta get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something, and you go, I just gotta tell someone this, I just gotta fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest, and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell the therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest. Have a great time.
Listen up, slopheads. Lucy Nicotine is a company founded by big-brained Caltech scientists and former smokers. Finally, there's a better, cleaner tobacco alternative that doesn't, well, quite frankly, suck. Their gums come in wintergreen, cinnamon, and pomegranate. And as for their lozenges, well, those come in cherry ice, citrus, and mint.
Lucy lozenges and gums are FSA and HSA eligible, so you can use your FSA cards to purchase Lucy now. And it's convenient and discreet. Products can be enjoyed anywhere, on flights, at work, on the go, even in the gym. My uncle Darius Dutton is going to love these. He's a lifelong smoker, but look, you're not going to find a cigarette that tastes like cinnamon or pomegranate. It's a superior taste, folks. And look at the flip side. There's a reason there isn't a cigarette-flavored gum. Make the switch.
It's 2021. Get rid of the cigarettes. Unplug your vape. Throw out your dip. Chuck your Sherlock Holmes pipe, Watson, and get some Lucy nicotine gum or lozenges. This is the real deal. A subscription to Lucy comes directly to your door each month. It's so simple. And you don't have to leave your house because Lucy has delivery down. Sloppy Boys listeners, go to lucy.co and use promo code SLOPPY to get 20% off all products on your first order, including gum and lozenges.
Also, I have to give this disclaimer. Warning, this product contains nicotine derived from tobacco. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
That's lucy.co. Check it out and make the switch. Here we are with half beers.
We roll.
Lighter's poised to light.
Yeah. Okay, so hold on. We're going to light our lighters. We're going to hold them up to our shot glasses. The rum's going to catch on fire. How long do we let it burn for? And furthermore, do we blow it out or do we let the dropping action put the... That feels that...
I believe the dropping action puts it out.
Yeah, I want to drop a flame into my beer. Yeah.
Okay. How much are you guys using the table? There's a lot.
I'm taking my stuff off.
Yeah, I'm
so I'm going to light it and then pick up the flaming shot and drop it and go.
Sounds like
here we go.
Lighting. I'm not lighting.
I'm not lighting.
I'm fucking not lighting. Not lighting.
Actually, oh, no, it is. It's just really blue and pale.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
And we're outdoors, so we can't really see it.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that is lit.
Ready?
Yep.
Is mine lit? Mine ain't lit.
Is it like
it is. You're getting wavy lines, yeah, Tim. Yeah. You're lit, dude.
I'm lit.
Nice.
Ready? Here we go.
Hey, yo, bombs away. Oh, yeah, that's delicious.
We're going to need to do a lot of these.
That does taste like a little bit like Dr. Pepper.
Especially as you get down to the fun syrupy stuff.
I couldn't finish my
home. My first sips were like beer, Dr. Pepper.
It's a fun thing to have a hot thing there, too, because my shot glass was still kind of hot when it hit my lip.
Mm. Now I'm getting the... Oh, shit, man.
I immediately panicked because I dropped from too high because I was being stupid.
Me too.
And I splashed, and I thought of all the microphones and the computers, and I went, ah!
The tech!
But I actually looked kind of cool while I was doing it.
All right.
Very good.
That was fun.
What do you think?
I think it's absolutely delicious. I don't know if you need to chug it. But it's fun for the pageantry.
Yeah.
But
here's what I did. I had a little bit left because I couldn't chug it all. I just poured the rest of my beer into this.
Damn, that's what I should have done.
Yeah, you know, like, I feel like it was great, and drinking it fast is fun, but, hey, if you stirred it, it would taste the same all the way through. You'd have, like, a better, more consistent drink. I feel like I had beer, and then Dr. Pepper at the end.
Yeah. I wonder if you could, if you put it all in the beer and the amaretto and the rum... If they would separate the same way, you can just light the top of the beer on fire.
That could be cool.
It was. I think that if I did a second round, I would put more rum just to ensure a nice big flame.
Right.
But what do you think about the Dr. Pepper of it all? I love amaretto, so I don't care whether or not this tastes like Dr. Pepper. I just like was drinking a beer with a splash of amaretto at the end. But I do think that it is Dr. Pepper-esque.
It's convincing.
Yeah.
At the very end, I was convinced.
And maybe if you're a college kid... Who doesn't...
You've never had Dr. Pepper, so you just go with it.
No, but who drinks amaretto? I didn't have amaretto until, like, the last 5 years of my life.
I don't know if I've knowingly had amaretto.
Yeah, Tim, this is my first amaretto.
It's something that, like, old Italian guys have after dinner is a little, like, small pour.
Oh, digestive.
Yeah, okay. Digestive. Yeah, yeah.
This is 24% alcohol, 48 proof.
So I don't know how much of it is about the burning and the combination as much as just... College kids at Texas A&M were not little old Italian bocce ball guys drinking this stuff.
Now, see, here's what's nice. Now that we're all together, we can take sips from these bottles and pass them around.
Oh, yeah. Unvaxxed sips. Mm. Kidding, we're all vaxxed.
Ooh.
How is?
I mean, that's Dr. Pepper.
This is Lazzaroni Amaretto.
It's good. Good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's like a... that's like a gamier Dr. Pepper, a thicker Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, Tim's doing a whole shot.
Well, I was going to do this. I mean, I love this shit. I'm into it.
I mean, add that to anything and it'll taste like Dr. Pepper. I don't know how much the rum and the beer is doing.
This Lazzaroni has a little bit of a raunchier flavor than my beloved Di Serrano, but I like it. It's like a little more, it tastes more like, you know, something that has 27 herbs in it rather than just two.
And Tim,
that rum, that 151 Gosling rum is like...
Mike just took a big old swig.
Yeah, that's tough.
I'll do that. And it's nice. It's covered in frost.
Yeah, I kept
it in the freezer
all day.
I love it.
That's funny to light something that's cold on fire.
Yeah.
Fire and ice Hanford.
That was, I kind of like that. I might use that.
Oh, thing. Shit. Ooh.
I got to say, that was, Tim? Mm-hmm. The lighting it on fire was, like Jeff was saying, like, we were all lit, but you couldn't see the flame.
Oh, we're lit, all right.
It was sort of a fire sort of situation.
Yeah.
Oh, bah!
As Beavis might say.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And his little toady butthead.
151 is that's a real burn.
That's crazy.
I was smug because, you know, at our tequila tasting, we learned that you exhale, you take a sip, and then you blow out right away.
Yep.
Then you don't get the burn, but you keep the flavor. So I was thinking like, oh, 151, I'll just blow out. And it didn't matter. I was blowing out a burn.
I feel like it's on fire.
I feel like I learned the blowout technique. Hey, Sloppy Boys blowout.
Hey, Petro.
Even before that little class, that was always my move whenever I had some like nasty ass.
Yeah, you get it out of there.
Like vodka. I until Tito's came around, I hated vodka.
Why?
So whenever...
It's funny. Vodka is so popular and so ever present, but vodka shots are weird.
Ugh.
No one does them except for like Russian people, but I actually don't think they throw them back. I think they just sip a little shot.
Because like Russian vodka, from what I've heard, is very. Doesn't taste like the vodka here. Like it's, you can sip it like a wine.
What about Russian standard?
that I don't know.
Remember that we made branded videos for Russian standard.
Oh yes. But
didn't they say like Russian people don't chill it? Like we were like, yeah, it comes it right out of the freezer. Oh. And they're like, yeah, no, you don't do that.
No, we don't do this. that was one where we did some videos for Funny or Die for Russian Standard, and they never saw the light of day because the CEO was on set, and he gave so many notes, we had to reshoot an entire half day, and he gave so many notes in post that it was ultimately a loss.
That happens all the time in branded stuff because they have, like, infinite money. I mean, Russian Standard vodka, I don't know, but, like, they have so much money that eating 200 grand is just like, yeah, we do that all the time. This amaretto... does kind of, it's interesting. Have you guys had Di Serrano?
I can't say
for
sure.
Is that just a brand?
It's just a brand, but it's like, it's the most popular amaretto, and it's sort of like, it just tastes like a syrup that you would pour on pancakes or something, whereas this one is more like of a liqueur. But Di Serrano, I was looking it up, and it said it used to be called, until 2001, it was called like Amaretto di Serrano, because Serrano is a place in Italy where it's made.
So of Serrano, is that what they're talking about?
Like Da Vinci.
Exactly. Of all my favorite art is of a Vinci.
Yeah, that
I don't care about who made it.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. yeah, Vinci's got good stuff.
But then when they rebranded to Di Serrano Original, that's when they came out. Do you remember a sexy commercial
that was like... I remember them all, Tim. Which one was it?
Very similar to the Applebee's sexy commercial we talked about a few weeks ago, but... there's a legendary commercial where it's like a lady is like, well, first off, the bartender is giving people all their Di Serrano drinks as if it's a bar full of people where everyone ordered like, Di Serrano neat. Oh, but Di Serrano margarita.
Rocks, please.
Yeah.
He's got a whole tray of Di Serrano drinks. But then some like model comes up and she's like, Di Serrano on the rocks. And he's like, yeah, that's right. And he gives her Di Serrano on the rocks and she drinks it. Well, he's like, yeah, there you go. You're welcome. And she goes, wait. And then she like takes out an ice cube and she like rubs it around her lips. And it's just like, what is going on? Yeah, what is with the sexy thing?
I've seen the longer cut of that. And she walks out of the bar and he's like, whew. And then he takes a scoop of ice and puts it down his pants.
Yeah. And it goes, yeah, and steam fills the screen.
But then he looks down and he goes, "The ice missed my dick."
Oh wow! Yeah.
I got hot knees.
It went right down.
I
his
forgot
pant
to
legs.
Mention as well.
Each cube plummeted right past his dick.
And then when the steam all settles, there's a woman standing in front of him. He's like, "Oh, my mother-in-law. What do you want, Babs?"
I told my daughter she should have never married a hot-kneed fuck.
Guys, let's do another one of these fucking things.
Yeah.
I'll do another one. I'm doing it with more rum.
Folks, will be back.
Think of your favorite one-hit wonder.
Or that overpriced toy your parents would never let you have.
Or that TV show that no one else remembers because it was canceled way too soon. Now what if we could fix it?
I'm Francesca Ramsey.
And I'm DeLon Grant. And after 20 years of friendship, we are now hosting a new nostalgia podcast called Let Me Fix It.
Each episode, we'll dig into our favorite celebrities, shows, and brands of yesteryear, and then imagine what it would take to repackage them for relevance today.
Think of our show as an intervention, but with way less stakes.
So subscribe to Let Me Fix It wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
We're prepped, folks.
This is number two. And we don't condone this type of quick drinking. This is a bad idea.
No, it'll get you drunk.
Jeffy likes it.
But with all the flames, just folks, be careful out there.
Yeah.
Don't do these while you're driving, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, lighting it.
See, again, no light. Oh, no, it's lit.
Yeah, it is lit. That's crazy.
How?
Do you see, like, hold it up to something there, Tim. You can see, like, the wavy heat line.
Yep. Hold up.
But that's not enough.
No, it is.
Yeah,
Tim, you look like, me, you look like it's ablaze.
Shall we?
Yeah, let's do it.
Three, two, one,
kaboosh.
I'm going to give it a little swirl.
Whoa,
excuse me.
Oh. Yeah, you're smart to swirl because I really am getting like beer, kaboom.
Yeah.
And a big syrupy splash. It is delicious.
Jeff Dutton, # smart to swirl. If you think Jeff's good at swirling, # smart to swirl and tag Jeff Dutton. We want to see how you swirl.
How do you swirl?
Oh.
Whew.
Oh, yeah, that was good because this time my beer, I splashed both times. I dropped my shot glass too hard, but the foam became a Dr. Pepper foam. That's nice.
Yeah. Oh.
Yep.
You ever call someone on a Dr. Pepper phone?
Yeah.
Dr. Pepper. Hey, Dr. Pepper. Yeah, I got diabetes, man, from all these
from your
drinks. This is fun. This is a fun one.
Yeah, I'm still sipping.
It's fun
on this
being
thing.
Here with you guys in the summer heat. We got the plopping drinks around.
They're calling it the Slop Boys Summer.
The Sloppers are back.
That's what they're calling it.
Yeah, Chet Hanks is calling it that.
Chet Hanks is relentless with it. Hey, guys, you know what you should do? Hey, you know what you should do? You should go out to Slop Boys Summer.
But Marlon Brando?
I know, apparently.
I think he learned acting from Brando.
Yeah.
Oh, Brando could act. He could act.
That's true, but you don't want to learn acting from Brando and then just do Brando's voice. You want to learn the craft and then put it to your own use.
Mm. Yeah, somebody could learn the acting from me.
That wasn't very good.
I'll give him a prescription he can't use.
Oh, now I'm starting
now
to.
Now that's
coming
like,
together.
Yeah.
I am happy with, Mike, you being out here, obviously. But also, as things are opening up, here's what the scene looks like in California. Mid-COVID, I was like, man, when things go open up, I'm going to go out. I'm going to, like, get
out.
Brunch over
on
here.
The town! The true slop heads know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, true slop heads know. And then I'm going to stay out. I'm going to go out for brunch. I'm going to go drinks over here. I'm going to get dinner over here. And I've been doing that all weekend, every weekend, and it's been fucking me up.
Jefferson.
Well, are you staying out for as long? I feel like I've been going out a lot, but I don't feel like I have the stamina to stay out too long. Like, I'm not going bar to bar to bar. I'm, like, out for 90 minutes, and I'm like, get me home.
No. I'm in bed at 8, up at 5.
My Saturdays the last two weekends have been, like, I'm starting at an outdoor party at noon, and then I might take, like, a weird disco nap at 4, and then going out and staying out until midnight.
Is a disco nap referring to, like, the drug scene?
Generally, it's more, like, cocaine-related, but it's, like, a nap so that you can keep partying.
Right.
I can't do that because I'll go into a deep sleep and that ruins me. I remember that was such a kind of thing in our, you know, mid-20s. I feel like I would be like so exhausted from shitty day jobs, but then wanting to go out do something on a Friday night. But I'll like that doing the math of is it too late? You know, if it's like 5, you can take a nap. But when it's 7, I'm like just 20 minutes.
Yeah. When I flew in here on a couple nights ago, I was still jet lagged, and when we went out for pizza and like beers that night, I was like dead on my feet. I was just kind of like wobbling. Yeah.
Well, that was also we did a pizza walk. We did a pizza walk where we started at a pizza truck and walked to a second pizza location, and the second one, an hour away, was not open. So it was a second location. It was a pizza whiff.
So I poured my beer into my shot that I finished, but now look at the foam on this thing. It's like a
toasted marshmallow.
Yeah, it's like when you have a root beer float.
Yeah. Oh.
You got some nice antiquing going on around the rim of that.
You could sell that at a flea market for a lot.
Ooh, I would love to get on Antiques Roadshow and say, you want to buy
What's this worth?
Hey,
it's about 40 cents worth of
sale. I'm drinking.
Hey, bringing it back to day drinking, which I feel like is the name of the game for the summer.
Yeah. I'm not a good day drinker. I have a few beers in the day and I'm sleeping.
Mike, you're saying you're not good at it, but the implication is that then you have to do something that night. I've come full circle where like that's the thing. I would if I could go to a place and have a 4 o'clock margaritas and just make that the night. Mm-hmm. I don't care if I crap out. My favorite thing to do is to be secretly buzzed and walking around a place where other people aren't drunk.
That's an alcoholic. Yeah. Well, just keep it maintained.
Hey, even from my wife, I like to keep it a secret.
You can put any labels on it you want, but I mean, I did think about it during COVID that it almost crystallized that me and Jessica would just, I'd fill up Nalgene bottles with like gin and tonics and we'd go for a walk and I'd be like, this is the most fun thing ever.
That's
and
fun.
It reminds me of being on vacation, but I'm just in my own neighborhood. You know?
Well, that would be, I imagine you'd be doing it around this time where the sun is sort of going down here. This is looking great, by the way. The sun sort of setting. Mm-hmm. That's a nice, you're walking
that's
around kind of catching a sweet buzz.
But you especially, it's fun to be, at a music festival or a baseball game where like there's a lot of people drinking, but I like to be sneaky drunk where you're just walking around and you say, hi, can I have a slice of pizza? And they're like, here you go. And he didn't even know.
He didn't even know.
He didn't know. That fool.
He didn't know I can't drive.
That complete moron.
Here's my special. Here's a technique that any of you can use. Ooh. Any slophead could use. Do you remember when we played the Cortica Jug show?
Mm-hmm. In L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Cortical.
Yeah. So, okay. Ithaca, our alma mater.
I think we just say we played a show early in the morning.
Rather than go into all the details about how it's our college's football game.
Right, I think that's all done.
No, wait a second. Because there's a reason it's so goddamn early, which is part of the point.
Okay.
So there's an
shut the fuck up.
Yeah. There's an East Coast football game that Ithaca plays against Cortland. For whatever reason, Ithaca alums or Ithaca interns in LA still wake up to watch it, but it's all the more earlier on the West Coast.
Yep.
And, we got invited one time to play the like after party or whatever.
Right after the game,
after
there was
the
a
game.
Bar.
And it starts so early that after the game was 10 in the morning or something.
Mm-hmm.
So we started playing at a bar in Hollywood. And so when you think of day drinking, you might think of something in the PMs still. What I recommend is you go for as early as like kegs and eggs. You do a 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and then that way you can fully have an experience.
You can have two days in one day.
2 days in one day. You have a full arc, and then you lay low, and then you have another arc at night.
You know when people say kegs and eggs or wake and bake, do you think those things happened with the rhyme first, and then they were like, let's figure out how this works?
Yeah, I think there was a world where people didn't like weed and they didn't like beer, but they loved rhymes.
Yeah.
And then they were like, we got our
We need a catchy rhyme. We need Johnny Cochran on the case.
There's also a college thing I've heard of, but never seen done, and it sounds disgusting, which is Beerios, where you put beer in Cheerios.
No.
That's not real. That can't be real.
I don't like that shit.
I also, the kegs and eggs thing, I've mainly done like actual morning drinking. Not counting like a breakfast, like a brunchy Bloody Mary, but like to get drunk in the morning, I've maybe done that maybe three times in my whole life to wake up and get drunk.
Yeah.
Well, Tim, you've been to our Bloody Mary, our legendary Bloody Mary brunches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but those are industry heavy. So I sort of want to, be able to, hey, thanks so much. You read my screenplay. Oh.
Yeah, you're just doing a seltzer with a little bit of grenadine.
Well, and I'm kind of like hustling everybody. Oh, I'm so tipsy. But anyway, did I send you my pilot?
Yeah,
I'm
like,
so tipsy.
You're like, oh, Mike, meet William Morris.
Hello, sir. Do you want some eggs?
I want some kegs.
I can't. I'm too drunk, my boy.
Is that William?
Yes. Yes. Get me out of here.
Hey, speaking of famous people and sort of show business, do you guys, have you heard this? You know how like when the Beatles came up with Yesterday,
mm-hmm.
Paul McCartney did
Scrambled Eggs.
Scrambled Eggs. Yeah, also speaking of Scrambled Eggs. Scrambled mm-hmm. Eggs.
Those were the temp lyrics he came up with, yes.
Well, when Bowie and Freddie Mercury got together.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
They were just sort of recording stuff mm-hmm. and playing around with some music ideas that ended up being a song, a famous song. But
I don't know if I know this song.
You'll recognize, I think, when I play it for you.
You're going to play something. Okay.
I'm going to play it for you. But I got a very, let me find it here. A very sort of exclusive. Somebody at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame owed me a favor. And I got an early recording of a song that Bowie and Freddie Mercury did
this
together.
This is so cool.
Yeah, it was apparently this thing where they were having these drinks a lot, I guess. It was a big part of their thing. And they also had like an event that day that they had to go to. But you'll see what I'm talking about. But here it is.
Sure. Oh, I know the song, yeah.
So, this is classic. I know
yeah,
this.
Yeah,
from,
yeah. You know this song.
I didn't know Bowie was involved.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The early version.
I thought it was like a Vanilla Ice type collab.
Dr. Pepper, flaming drink for me. I made one for you, Fred Mercury. Uh-huh. Dr. Pepper, we'll drink these down. I'll make another round, and then we'll go meet.
Some good friends of ours, they just got engaged. We're taking them to dinner and a Broadway play.
It's the terror of knowing that you want to bail out. Drank too many flaming peppers for you.
Hell no! But we made plans and they're waiting.
Cause the nice people that we have to meet.
Too many drinks, I can't drive, man. Should have eaten more than a light lunch.
We're gonna have to walk in, it's like 3 miles or four.
This is the part that you'll recognize from the real version.
So that made it into the final cut.
Yeah, this part only.
Cause we missed their engagement and we've already canceled.
Why won't they give us one more chance? It's not like we'll never ever see them again. Why can't we give them a gift card to Starbucks?
Cause that's way too cheesy. They know we have money. Let's make a flaming
Dr. Pepper.
Oh, comes back around.
Dr. Pepper.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
In its way.
Two more each.
I think I have two more.
Oh. Hey, that gives
Let's
me an idea.
Stay home.
Good idea from the Mercury Man. Stay right here. I'll go fetch the Amaretto.
Wow.
Yeah, they decided to not go to their friend's engagement dinner that they were taking them out to.
It's, you know, I've said before on the podcast that I love specific lyrics, you know, like very like proper nouns and specificity. Yeah. But this version is like almost too, it's not relatable unless you're in that exact same situation.
Yeah, no, those guys, I mean, they're smart rock and rollers. They're businessmen too.
Yes.
They realized that that wouldn't sell. And you look at the lyrics of the real song, Under Pressure, for those who couldn't recognize it.
It's more general.
Very general. People in the streets, love, love, love. Doesn't make sense. But yeah, this was, they were going out to,
it doesn't make sense.
Going out to meet some friends who just got engaged. They ended up having way too many Dr. Pepper shots. I mean, we had two of them. I couldn't drive right now.
No, and it's so weird that they, like, speaking of how specific you can get in a rock song, I feel like maybe the soda Dr. Pepper is safe to reference, but flaming Dr. Pepper, the novelty alcohol drink.
Yeah, yeah. That doesn't contain any Dr. Pepper.
No.
Right.
And that, like, none of us had had until just now. It just feels, like, really obscure.
I would absolutely love to find out when this was recorded and sort of line it up with when the drink was invented, because if the drink was in 86, I don't know
weird.
If that works. These might be the first guys who had the flaming drink.
This or just could be a prescient sort of song, how, like, Tupac predicted his own death, you know?
Or
like,
it's also possible that this recording is inauthentic.
yeah, maybe, but my friend,
where'd you get this?
Do you know John Gates?
John Gates.
No, Gates. Matt Gates.
No, John Gates, he works over at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
He owed you a favor. So what did you do in order to be owed a favor?
Well, I took his kids to summer camp. No, this is a big deal. And that's not big. I can drive them 2 hours away to upstate Maine. It was up there. It was a little more than 2 hours.
It wasn't like downtown, downstate Maine.
No, it was up there. I mean, we're a stone's throw from the border. And then they're like, hey, we're kind of short on counselors. Can you stay?
Oh, no.
And, you know, I'm the fucking nicest guy. So I said, yeah, I'll stay.
Classic.
This is 2 months I'm up there teaching the swimming. And so, yeah, he owed me one.
When you bring your friend's kids to summer camp, you want to make it clear, like, I'll drop them off and then I'll go have my own summer. You don't want to stay there and teach them canoeing and whittling.
Archery, no, and I said to pottery, John, and
I said to
crafts.
John, I fucking love John. He's best. If you're listening, John, I love you. I said, your kids are fucking 16, 17. They don't need to be going to camp.
That's
and
weird.
If they are, kid, they should be CITs, counselor training.
Yeah, yeah.
Let them drive.
These kids are fucking CIT material.
Well, anyway, so that's, the Merc Man and the Bowie Moe.
That's, hey.
What does Moe mean?
It's short for Mercury.
Oh. There you go.
Well, his friend's last name.
That's so weird. Yeah, the Merc, because Freddie Mercury has the Merc Man.
Yeah.
And then also part of David Bowie's nickname is Freddie Mercury.
Well, they spent so much time together.
Yeah. It's just unfair that he gets like kind of 3/4 of their total nicknames.
That's when people call me the J-Man Handman. I'm like,
Well, when the J-Man I thought was the man part was taken from Handman.
Well, until the people are like, hey, it's the J-Man Handman. I'm like, well, there's two of them. Well, what do you guys say we do one last flaming doctor?
I don't think there's a way to do like a half one either, because
no, you gotta go full.
You gotta go full because you gotta lick. You gotta light the thing up. Though.
Yeah, and you gotta be able to submerge the shot in the beer.
Okay,
it's a liquid thing.
All right,
folks, we'll be back.
Yours was more visible last time.
I had the identical experience as the first time, which was like, it's not lighting. Oh, there it is. it's because it's daytime. If it was nighttime or in a bar, you'd be able to see that cool blue flame. See, Mike, you're good.
I can see it.
Yeah.
Oh, put your hand over it. That's a good test.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Do not do that at home, folks.
No, but I was like, no flame, and then I put my hand over and burnt my hand.
Yeah. And that's a high.
Oh.
It's a high flame.
Oh, okay. That's how you know.
That's how you know we solved the case.
That's how you burn your hand.
You gang.
Bottoms up, everybody.
Here we go.
Oh!
I'm going to do this Dutton swirl.
Swirl. Give it the swirl.
Let's give our reviews while we drink and sign out.
Oh, it's very good.
It is good.
It's great. This drink's great.
It's an order again.
Order again. Order again.
Order again.
Well, you got to have one with your friends.
Have no regret. Fun. Be safe with it.
You can follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys. Oh, we release these recipes ahead of time.
Thanks, folks. Join the Patreon.
Join the Sloppy Boys below. It's our weekly bonus episode.
So long, folks.
Fucking, you know, I let it burn longer this time. So,
feel the burn, yeah.
But then it's more doctory peppery.
If you burn it longer?
Let the shot glass go for longer so that you're getting that burnt taste in there. It's more caramelized.
Let the good times roll is what you're saying.
Yeah, let the good times roll. No, I think I dropped it too fast before, so it was just amaretto. Now there's a toasted. Ooh. It's toasted.
Oh, wow.
Lucky strike. It's toasted.
Boy. Jeez, guys, you know, you told me, you said, come out to the coast, have a couple laughs. And I fucking did.
We said, come out to the coast, have a few flaming Dr. Peppers.
Hey, that's a good looking hat on you. That's good.
Thank you. It was given to me by a friend.
It works. I noticed Jeff hasn't put on the t-shirt I gave him.
Oh, Jeff, okay. Put the shirt on.
No.
Were you guys wrapping up for real, or was that a bit?
I think that was the real wrap up. Yeah, that's a fun. Bit, but it's the real deal.
Folks, for real, we loved having you. We love to see you every week. You got to follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys. You can get these recipes ahead of time and follow our Patreon. Patreon.com/The Sloppy Boys. Get that weekly bonus episode. You're going to want it. You love this show.
Good stuff coming up, man.
We see you here every week.
I mean, if you don't want to be a patron, but you just heard that Neil Campbell's a patron, like what
are you doing? Get with the fucking program.
Yeah. Or else fuck off.
Yeah. And a message from us to you. Fuck you.
No,
yeah.
No, Tim. Yeah. You take yeah. that back.
Okay. I honestly do take it back.
And literally get bent.
All right, folks. We'll see you next week.
We love you.
Bye-bye.